Now, as I said earlier, you know who the new sponsor of COP27 is? Coca-Cola. The company's previously been called the world's top polluter. It's now, and now the United Nations Climate Conference, by the way, is facing major backlash over this. With me now is Kath Dewar, founder of marketing company Good Sense. Hi, Kath.
Kia ora, Heather. Good to have you back on.
Thank you very much for joining us. This destroys any credibility that the conference has left, doesn't it?
No, not that bad, but it's certainly a big wake-up call, I think, about whose money you want to take when you're doing the right thing.
Okay, if it's not that bad, how bad is it? On a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, it's got us talking about COP in a way we shouldn't have been. It's probably, in terms of greenwash, it's a 10, but in terms of for COP, it's bigger than one bad sponsorship decision. But we do really have to ask why they're accepting sponsor dollars from Coca-Cola.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Why would they?
Yeah, well, they would because we're not actually investing properly in addressing the climate crisis. And it shouldn't be an advertising opportunity. It's not a netball series, right? It's not about sponsorship and advertising. But Coca-Cola and lots of other businesses, like you said, they're one of the world's biggest polluters. So, you know, what they do to make money is use masses of energy, produce mega gazillion tons of greenhouse gases, putting water and fizz into bottles that are made from plastic, made from oil, and then shipping it around the world using more oil. So they're making tiny changes. They're doing little tiny bits to make themselves slightly less broken. But it's way cheaper and easier for them to slap a logo on an event or do advertising than it is to actually change. But they know that people are unhappy with the status quo. They know that as humans now, we care about climate change massively. So they want to be seen to be the good guys without doing anything about it, or not doing very much about it compared to what they could.
See, but this just feels...
It's easy. I mean, they're just advertising, you know?
This is an own goal, though, isn't it, Kath? Because, like, frankly, until this morning, I didn't even really know that much about Coca-Cola being a polluter. Now I know that it's a polluter.
Yeah, good. Yeah, they are, and it is. And this is, you know, this is why anybody who is wanting to do marketing about environmental and social responsibility, whether it's sponsored for anything else, needs to first of all start seriously to get their own act in order and look at what fossil fuels in particular they're using in their business, and then take a whole different approach to the way they tell their stories and market it. And generally, sponsorship and advertising is a really bad way to do it because it's quite crude, if you pardon the oil pun.
Very nicely done, Kath. It's like you're in marketing. Thanks for that, Kath. You're a founder of marketing company Good Sense.